Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining this story of the day. Today's story is about a bar mitzvah boy. His name was Chaim. Now, Chaim actually was born right after the Holocaust. May Hashem protect us from such terrible things. In a displaced persons camp in Europe, soon after the war. And unfortunately, his family was almost wiped out, except for his father and mother and him. They moved to America, and because they cared so much about Torah and mitzvahs, therefore, they enrolled Chaim in a yeshiva. And the yeshiva was in Crown Heights. It was a Chabad yeshiva, and part of the day was learning the Torah, and part of the day was learning secular studies. Now, even though Chaim's parents were very enthusiastic about Yiddishkeit, but Chaim did not really take to the learning of Torah, and therefore, he did not really succeed in learning Torah. Secular studies, he was very, very good at it. He had wonderful grades. As he came closer to his bar mitzvah, he became very excited about it. He looked forward to his bar mitzvah, and he was very happy that he was becoming bar mitzvah. And he even heard that bar mitzvah boys in Crown Heights, or if they're visiting, have a chance to go in to the Rebbe's office and have a private audience, a private talk with their parents, or their father at least, with the Rebbe. And that sounded even better. So Chaim was very excited. In fact, he even told his friends. But one of his friends said to him, Chaim, did you know that when you go into the Rebbe's office for your bar mitzvah, the Rebbe tests you on what you're learning? We are learning Gemara, Chaim. And so the Rebbe is going to test you on your Gemara learning. Suddenly, Chaim was not looking forward to seeing the Rebbe privately, because Chaim knew that he did not know the Gemara. He never paid attention. He was not interested in it. He did great at secular studies, but he didn't do well in Torah studies. And therefore, he knew that he would not know any of the Rebbe's questions. He would fail, and he would be a big embarrassment, he was afraid, to his father. So Chaim was now not looking forward to seeing the Rebbe at all. But the day grew closer, and it didn't seem that he had any way to avoid an appointment with the Rebbe. And therefore, he just got more and more nervous and more upset about what was going to happen. And when his father drove him in the car up to 770 Eastern Parkway, which is where the Rebbe's office is, Chaim didn't really want to get out of the car. He didn't really feel like it. He didn't feel good, but he knew he had no choice. And so he got out of the car. He went with his father. He went into the Rebbe's office expecting the worst. At first, the Rebbe spoke with his father. They asked him different questions, and his father told him different things. But eventually, the Rebbe's attention turned to Chaim. And the Rebbe asked him a question that, surprisingly, he knew the exact answer to. This was a question from a Mishnah. Now, how was it that he knew the answer to this question about the Mishnah? It was because one time, his Rebbe gave him a punishment for not paying attention, and he had to memorize a certain Mishnah. And he memorized this Mishnah. It was actually a long Mishnah, and it was a complicated Mishnah, and he did it. He learned the Mishnah, and he memorized it, because he had to. But this was exactly the Mishnah which the Rebbe was asking him about. The Rebbe asked him one question about the Mishnah. He knew it. The Rebbe asked him a second question, a little bit further on the Mishnah. He knew it. The Rebbe asked him a third question, a fourth question. And each question, he knew very well the answer, because he had learned this Mishnah. Finally, the Rebbe finished. The Rebbe smiled. His father was very happy. And Chaim was very happy. And the Yechidus, the audience, the private audience was over. Chaim left. Felt so happy. His father was so happy. Father gave him a big hug. And for many, many years, Chaim would tell this story. In fact, his whole life he would tell this story. And he would say that, of course, it was a miracle that the Rebbe asked him about this Mishnah, because it was the only thing that he knew. And, of course, it's obvious that the Rebbe had special abilities, Tzaddik, who knew exactly which was the Mishnah, and the only Mishnah, the only thing that he really had learned. But what amazed Chaim even more was the wonderful sensitivity that the Rebbe had for a young boy's feelings. The Rebbe knew that if he would ask him anything else, that Chaim wouldn't know it, and then Chaim would be embarrassed. And this teaches us a very important lesson, that we always have to try to be sensitive to other people's feelings. Now, what does that have to do with Mashiach? Well, when the Jewish people were at Har Sinai ready to get the Torah, the Pasuk says, the verse describes, Yichan Chan Yisrael Neged Ahar, that the Jewish people were camped there like one person next to the mountain. And as Rashi comments, Ke'ish Echad B'Lev Echad, like one person with one heart. They were all united together. And that's how it will be in times of the redemption as well, times of Geula. We'll all be united together. And how do we make this happen quicker? By Torah, by mitzvahs, especially by learning about Mashiach and Geula. And therefore, I want to share with you one quick idea about the time when Mashiach comes. And as we learned the other day in the Rambam, the first halacha about Mashiach, is that the kingdom of David HaMelech will be returned. Meaning to say that the Jewish people will have a king and a kingdom similar to the way it was in the times of David HaMelech. Now, David HaMelech did not seem like the person who would be the king of the Jewish people. He was a shepherd. And even his father did not realize that he had the ability to be the king over the Jewish people. But little by little, the power of King David grew until he was able to be king over the Jewish people. And so too, Mashiach's power will grow gradually, 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 till he will lead the entire people as a king and as a teacher, as well as the entire world. May it happen immediately, especially through our increase in Torah and mitzvahs and learning about Mashiach. May it happen even today. Thank you for joining the story of the day and Jewish stories and more.